And we are pleased now to be joined on the line, as advertised, by Stacy Lowe, Brian Amon, Greenwich Association of Realtors. It is time for our real estate report. Good morning, folks.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
So, Matt Kay and my co-host, what does our own Gideon Fountain say? We need to know what's selling in Greenwich. Why it's selling, why it's not selling.
Yeah, why it's not selling, yeah. Who the players are that are involved, and we want to know all of it.
Yeah, so give us the give us the August numbers.
All righty. So for the month of August, we saw 58 single-family closings across all areas of Greenwich. When we compare that to the year prior, there were 62 closings, so pretty much on trend with where we were last year this time. Median sale price decreased around 15% to $2.8 million. In August 24, it was around $3.3 million. Average days on market was 55 for the month of August, and that is a 44% decrease from the 38 days we saw in August 24, so a slight slowdown there. And in terms of new inventory, there were 26 new single-family listings brought to the market in August 25, which is a nearly 30% decrease in new listings when we compare it to August 24, when there were 37 new listings. At the month end, that brings active single inventory to 109 units, which is a 36% decrease from August 24 when there were 172 units available. So when you're hearing about that crunch on inventory locally, the numbers certainly are reflecting that. And when we look at condos and co-ops, we had 19 residential closings across all areas of Greenwich compared to 21 in August 24. So really, again, quite on trend there. Median sale price was just over $1 million, pretty much on trend with where we were in August 24 when it was at 1.15. The average days on market was 51, and that's a 29% decrease from 72 days in August 24, so a little bit faster moving on the condo side. In terms of inventory, 11 new listings brought to the market in August. That's a decrease of around 30% compared to August 24 when there were 16 new units brought on. And total inventory at month end for condos and co-ops was 37 units. Just about a 6% increase from the 35 units available. So a slight uptick from this time last year. And in terms of where we are with pending sales, as of close of business yesterday, we have 46 single-family homes pending for sale and 11 condo and co-op sales.
Brian?
Yes. I'm going to leave all the fun stuff to Gideon. I'll say that up front. I'll let him run with the color. But looking at the numbers, you know, you have to sort of this is where I think it helps to a couple of factors. One, you always check in with an agent, and sort of get context, because the context I'm seeing here is a lot of these numbers can fall within range, except for when it, especially when it comes to median sales prices and things of that nature. But what jumps out at me is the inventory numbers that across the board and sales numbers that are at an all-time low, except for really Cost Cobb, which had 11 sales last month in August, which is great. But that also is a more median-priced area, so that did pull down the overall numbers of the town, but shows you that it's not the median sales price isn't a factor of prices coming in. It's just a factor of what is actually selling. But when you look at what's coming on the market, if you look at Cost Cobb, we had one new house come on the market in August versus two the year prior. That's not a whole lot. If you look at Old Greenwich, there's six. That's an all-time low for six properties coming on the market in Old Greenwich versus 10 the prior months. And again, the lowest we'd seen once was back in 2023 when we had seven. And then if you look at Riverside, they ticked up a little bit. Again, going from like two new listings in August of last year to four of this year. So it's really an inventory issue as always. But what I think is always remarkable is hitting these new lows where you don't anticipate things being able to get tighter. Because if you keep thinking, hey, sellers will kind of get into it and bring more to the market, and we're not seeing that quite yet. So these numbers are showing a very tight market and a market that will continue to be tight in the near future.
You know, is it true, is it still true that basically once school starts, you guys see a dip in enthusiasm?
Yes, I do think you see that. Really, people do want to be situated in certain price points. I'll say it, people, particularly those who are looking for houses that are ready to go and don't need renovation, updating, or anything like that, yes, their focus is going to be in that spring market when they can get themselves settled in. But there's always a market outside of it, too. I mean, you never, because people, if they're in a rental right now, even if they just signed a lease, they're still looking. They want to know what's out there. And there really isn't much to show them. So while, yes, activity peaks in the spring, and with that interest, nobody's really going fully dormant in the fall months. But frankly, the fall is typically a decent market. When you get close to the holidays, it gets much quieter. But right now, there should still be opportunities, and we're just seeing an all-time low of those that I think sellers can kind of, you know, sell into the strength of that.
Stacy, where can folks find out more information?
Well, if anybody wants to see a majority of the active inventory, they can visit our website, GreenwichRealtors.com. You will find the most up-to-date listings on our website and all of our member firms' websites. You can also find a realtor through our website as well, which should be your first stop if you're thinking about buying or selling, to really get a handle on what's going on in the market. Because as Brian mentioned, you know, the numbers tell a story and there's many other factors going on, and you want to make sure that you've got somebody behind you who can help you navigate that.
And that's you guys.
Yes, or one of our colleagues. Absolutely. Correct. Yeah. Yep.
Well, I appreciate the update. And I always ask you guys, those open houses, is this really worth our time?
I think it always is. Even if you see a house that is not going to be perfect for you, these are houses that may sell in the near future, and they give you helpful data points going forward where you can say, hey, that house wasn't that great, but it still sold for that much, or wow, that house is somehow still on the market. Any open house. And also, when you're in there, you can hear comments from other consumers sometimes that will help give you more color to consider as well in your home search. So open houses, I think, are a good tool if a seller is willing to do it. And I think it's a good tool for buyers if they can get in there to take a look and get more perspective on the market.
Stacy and Brian, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Always great catching up with Stacy Lowe and Brian Amon.